stuff. Let's see.
You used to take it so much. Oh, people did.
We talked earlier about somebody. You talked about that. You saw somebody die. You know, that cut like that.
Yes, sir.
You have any? You ever just kidding around talking about that? Any kind of jocular terms you might, humorous terms you might use to talk about dying like that? Any humorous terms that people might use, like a somebody say "mizel."
Cut your throat.
Yeah. Kick the bucket. You ever use that?
Oh yeah. You go on darn near kicking the bucket.
Well, yeah. Is there ever any special polite term that you like to use? Maybe when you try to be extra careful, what you might use there, Paul? And you're talking about, say that if somebody's died, you might say, "Well, he's been dead a week. And nobody's yet figured out what he say he got."
The one he died from?
Yes.
No, I didn't.
The place they would bury you, that would be, you call that what?
Well, a cemetery, a boneyard, or
you remember older people, they call that cemetery too, or you remember they call it?
Well, back as far as I can remember, that's what it was called, a cemetery.
What did they call the thing that they buried in the box? What did they
call coffin?
They ever call anything different?
Well, they call them a coffin, a casket, and then they put you in a vault and things like that. But that wouldn't be what they put you in. But I'd say a casket or a coffin.
And what would you call a ceremony? Say when they had this, when the man was being buried, he'd have a what? They'd turn out, everybody would come to his what?
His funeral?
And the people that dressed in black, you would call them what?
The minister, a priest, or whatever, what have you.
And some people there would be there. They might be the women there, say if her husband died, the woman would be in what? She'd be in.
Oh, dressed in black? Is that what you're talking about?
Yes, sir. And when she's dressed in black like that, you would say, well,
she's mourning, huh?
Yeah.
I reckon so.
If somebody meets you on the street and says, "Well, how are you today?" And say you're feeling just about average, not really good, really bad, you might say,
I just feel today kind of on the puny side, or I feel just fitting as a fiddle, or I don't feel too good today.
How you have any kind of expression you might use if you were in between, say you weren't fit as a fiddle but weren't puny either, just kind of?
Well, I just have to say, I just don't feel too good today. I kind of feel bad, something like that. I don't want to say.
And if somebody is really, say, worried about something, troubled about something, or you might say, it'll come out all right, just don't what?
It'll come out all right, just don't worry too much. And if you worry about anything too much, that makes it may want to believe it's going to happen to you. If you just keep on, it'll happen to you directly.
What do they call the disease of the joints, where you get stiff in the joints? What do they even call that?
Is that the arthritis?
Is that the same thing as rheumatism?
You can have rheumatism. There was no arthritis much about it. It was rheumatism back a long years ago. In my young days, I never did hear arthritis till I was grown, and I don't know what you told me, but it was mostly all rheumatism.
Yes,